and the Haynes Glacier Bears. Haynes leading at halftime 28-27. We had a mix-up in our – they changed numbers right before the start. So we were saying it was Charlie Blanc, but it was actually Noah Castle that has 10 points to lead the Panthers in that first half of play. He was helped along with Zach Jacobson had six, Gabe Almanzor had six, and Drew Marker with four. Scoring for the Glacier Bears, Matthew Green with three, Jacob Segan with four, Dylan Swinton with five, Hudson Sage with four, and Trevor Cox with 12. So sorry to the people down in Craig that are listening to this online or wherever that they're throwing us a curveball here with some of their numbers, and we apologize for getting those mixed up. We'll, now that we got that straightened out, we'll try and call them by the right names here in the second half, but I might be...
Well, anyway, it's kind of just the way it is. I talked to the coaching staff just ahead of time, and anyhow, it all happened just right before game time. So the Glacier Bears coming out, having a pretty good lead there, 6 to 8 points, but the Panthers fighting their way back into it, 28-27 here, just getting ready to start second half action here. And we want to remind the folks in Haynes that our Haynes Glacier Bear gals are going to be going at the Metlakatla Mischiefs at 6:30 this evening, so you'll want to tune into that one up there in Haynes so you can listen to that ball game. That's the number 2 and 3 seed going at each other to play the Petersburg Vikings later on.
Possession arrow is pointing towards the Glacier Bears, and we have Noah Castle, Zach Jacobson, Drew Marker, Morgan House, and it looks like Zach Vickers on the court for the Panthers for the Glacier Bears. Now they're switching the possession arrow. It looks like it might be going back to the Panthers. They're still talking about it. But the Glacier Bears have their starting five out there as well with Swinton, Sage, Green, Stegan, and Cox. So we got the officials still trying to get everything sorted out at the scorers table. The Haynes coaches are over there. And I think based on the look on Ann's face that I don't think she necessarily agrees with what's going on, that they might have missed a jump ball. Anyhow, Panthers inbound to Marker. Marker from left-hand side now goes to the left, back to the left. Now right-hand side to Castle. Inside the Vickers shot up and good. So first lead for the Panthers at 29-28. Full court pressure. Glacier Bears get it ahead to Cox. Cox up ahead to Sage all alone down there on the baseline. Glacier Bears did a good job splitting the press that time. Marker on the left-hand side comes up top to Jacobson. Jacobson comes right side to Noah Castle. Castle back up top to Jacobson. Left side to Marker. Marker working against that 2-3 zone. Has it stripped away by Green. Green over to Swinton. Swinton up ahead to Cox. He's across the 10-second line. He'll pull it out. Wait. Let the Glacier Bears get set up. Nobody's really coming out and put much pressure on him. Now he gets Stegan joining him up top. He'll go down to the baseline to Swinton. Swinton up top to Stegan. Stegan left wide open there. Had the three-pointer. Doesn't take it. But he's going to drag his pivot foot. Turn it over to the Panthers. I think he was just waiting for that for Cox to cut through the basket, and Trevor was a little later than Jacob thought he would be. A little pressure defense by the Glacier Bears. Marker breaks it easily, gets up into the front court. He hands it off to House. House now to Noah Castle. He's going to drive baseline, tries to tip it back to one of his Panthers, stolen away by the Glacier Bears, quickly stolen back by the Panthers. Back the other way is House all the way to the rim. Rebound comes down to Sage. Sage over to Swinton. Swinton bringing it across the 10-second line for the Glacier Bears. He's going to drive into the lane up on the left-hand side, leaves it a little bit short. House down with the rebound. House quickly up ahead to Marker. Marker on the left-hand side. Probes the defense, has it knocked out of his hands by Cox. It's going to hit the end line with Cox holding it, so it'll be Panthers basketball. Jacobson on the inbounds, far side of the court. He gets it into House. House on the dribble, comes to the right-hand side. 2-3 zone by the Glacier Bears. House dribbles down towards the right. The screen comes back up top to Marker. Marker got a screen from Jacobs, from Vickers. Now they go inside to Vickers. Kicks it out to Jacobson for three. That one short, rebound by Sage. Sage outlets to Cox. Cox quickly up into the front court. He's going to drive into the lane. And, ooh, we're going to get an offensive foul on Trevor Cox. They haven't been calling that the same every time on that one. I think I agree with Coach Fossman that whichever one of the Panthers was there was still moving, but Trevor picked up his third personal foul, first team foul here in the second half, and off the bench is Fowler for the Glacier Bears.
Just trying to clarify it, I think, a bit at the
well, the official came over and he said 24, and the Glacier Bears don't have a 24 out there. When you're officiating, sometimes you get a few, ooh, that's four on Trevor. We had missed one there. So Trevor's going to have to sit down for a while, see if the Glacier Bears can weather his absence. Marker to House. House comes towards the right-hand side, back to Marker on the left. Marker looks at a three-pointer. Now he's going to drive baseline. Dumps it off inside to Jacobson. Oh, he leaves down a little bit short and tipped out by Sage, but Panthers come back with a marker for three, in and out. Rebound on the floor, picked up by Swinton. Swinton up into the front court, still on the dribble. He's going to drive all the way in, up with the right hand, and the ball gets swatted out of bounds on the block, and Coach Fossman yelled at the officials, call the block on that one. So now Sage will come out. Palmieri in for the Glacier Bears. Glacier Bears with a one-point lead, 30-29, 5:21 left in the third quarter. Green looking for an inbound pass. He's getting close to five. Gets it to Stegen on the left baseline. He's going to drive in. Up with the right hand. Leaves it a little long, but he was fouled on the play. He'll be going to the line shooting two. See which one of the Panthers got the foul. Number one, Morgan House. That's his third personal, first team foul in the second half. And that'll send Jacob Stegen to the line shooting two. First one is good. He's got 5 points in the game. One more coming for Jacob. Front rim rebound down by Castle. Noah Castle hands it off to Marker. Marker across the 10-second line. 2-3 zone packed in by the Glacier Bears. Panthers get it into House. Goes to the right-hand side, and Swinton's going to dive on the floor, get the held ball. This one will be to the Glacier Bears. Into Stegen. Full court pressure by the Panthers. Stegen gets it to Swinton. Swinton turns. And he's going to pass it back across to Stegen. Stegen to Fowler. Fowler up with the right hand, and they're going to get a charge on Marty Fowler. A little bit of acting job right there down on the baseline. Marty's not that big of a dude to send a guy like that flying as far as he did. So Marty, that's his first personal, second team foul. Panthers get it into Marker against that pressure. He bring it up against Stegen. Brings up on the left sideline, picked up by Green. And he's going to try and get the baseline. Cut off nicely by Matthew Green. Up top to House. House tries to get it inside, stolen away by the Glacier Bears. Fowler on the dribble, has that ball swatted by Jacobson. Jacobson over to Blanc, or to Castle, and Castle's going to be fouled on the shot, be going to the line, shooting two. See which one of the Glacier Bears are going to get this on. 2-0, Fowler. That's two quick ones on Marty Fowler. And that'll send Noah Castle to the line, shooting another two free throws. He's 4-for-8 from the line so far from the game. Make it 5-for-9. He's got 11. Cuts that lead to one, 31-30. 4:34 left in the third quarter. Second shot is up and good, but they're not going to count that because he was over the line well before it hit the rim or got to the rim. So now the Glacier Bears will set up their press breaker. Still that 2-2-1 pressure by the Panthers. Green looking for an inbound. Gets it to Stegen. Stegen to Swinton. Swinton to Stegen. He's across the 10-second line. Has a lane to the basket. Cut off by the Panthers. Oh, his reverse pass out was stolen away by Marker. Marker quickly up on the right-hand side. He's going to count the basket. It's going to be a foul by Matthew Green. So Drew Marker has six, and he'll be going to the line trying to get one more, and that's going to be Matthew Green's third personal foul. So 14 fouls now on the Glacier Bears. They're picking up a lot of fouls. Panthers picked up a lot to start the first half. Glacier Bears are picking up a bunch to start the second half. Marker's, he's 3-for-3 from the free throw line. A 2-point lead by the Panthers now. Stegen on the dribble for the Glacier Bears. He's going to bring it up, and we're going to get a reaching foul on, I believe, Morgan House. The officials trying to decide here which one of the, it is going to be number one. That's his fourth personal, so House is going to have to sit down here for a while, and Almanzor coming in for him. Green on the inbounds for the Glacier Bears, gets it to Stegen. Stegen comes left-hand side to Swinton. Swinton looks inside to Green. Green turns, triple team, ball knocked out of his hands, but right to Stegen. Stegen up off the glass and good for two. Nice heads-up play by Jacob Stegen. He's got seven, and we're tied at 33. Marker quickly back, picked up by Stegen. He's going to hand it off to Jacobson. Jacobson back to Marker. Tries to get the baseline, but Matthew Green was there. Now they go inside to Vickers. Vickers back out to Marker. Marker for three. Back rim. Rebound. Almanzor comes down with it. Tapped out of his hands by Paul Mary. Picked up by Marker. Marker down to Almanzor. And I believe we're going to get a travel by Almanzor. And it'll be Glacier Bear basketball. Sub for the Glacier Bears. Hudson Sage coming in for Matthew Green. Sage on the inbounds. He has Stegen in the backcourt with him, but we're going to get a timeout before the inbounds by the Panthers. They haven't signified what kind of timeout we have yet. It'll be a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here, Lyle.
Well, the Glacier Bears have 31% versus 31%, so shooting percentages anyway. First quarter was a little bit low, but the Glacier Bears did a little better in that. Second quarter, 5 for 12 at 24%. But rebounding, pretty much even up, 20 rebounds in that first half for the Glacier Bears, 15 rebounds for the Craig Panthers. But the 341 mark, scores 33-33. Foul trouble really for both teams, but more so for the Glacier Bears with Trevor Cox picking up that fourth.
Yeah, he's the main offensive engine for the Glacier Bears, not only with his scoring, but the way he sets up other guys on the team and the main ball handler against pressure. Speaking of that pressure, Glacier Bears come up. Stegen gets it over to Swinton. They break it easily. Go cross-court, get to Paul Mary. Paul Mary out to Sage. Sage's going to drive in, up with the right hand, off the backboard a little hard. Rebound comes down to Jacobson, and he's going to be fouled, I believe, by Paul Mary. And that'll probably be Paul Mary's fourth personal foul. And so Dylan Paul Mary's not getting a lot of run on the court because he's having foul trouble, and that's his fourth 15 foul. Pressure by the Glacier Bears. Marker up across the 10-second line. He's guarded closely by Stegen. Now he comes to the right-hand side. Fowler picks him up. They go out to Jacobson. His shot is long. Rebound comes down to Noah Castle, and they're going to get a foul on the Glacier Bears. I think it's going to be on Hudson Sage based on the reaction by Hudson. That's his second personal. Panthers get it into Almanzor on the inbounds. He can't score it. Swinton down with the rebound. He's hounded in the backcourt and tries to get it to Stegen, and it'll be off of Stegen's hands and out of bounds to the Panthers. So the Glacier Bears need to hustle back on defense now. Panthers come to Almanzor, right-hand side of the top of the key. He's going to drive in, gets it into Jacobson, and he's going to travel and turn it back to the Glacier Bears. So a lot of turnovers both ways here. Glacier Bears inbounds to Stegen. Stegen turns, looks. He's just going to come up on the dribble, tries to split two defenders, goes off of Swinton and out of bounds. Can't split two defenders like that with the dribble. We got to pick it up and pass the ball up the court. And we're going to have a 30-second timeout by Coach Fossman for the Glacier Bears. I imagine he's going to be telling these guys that there's passing angles there, but the guys are just trying to force things either with a pass or trying to dribble between two or three guys. Trevor did that several times in the first half. Jacob just did it there, trying to dribble where there's just no room to do it.
Well, the Glacier Bears are doing a good job. They're splitting the court wide, giving themselves the opportunity to make the pass. It's just that point where they don't do that. They dribble through the first couple of players, couple of Panther players, and then that's when the ball runs into a situation where they don't have control of it over anymore. So Glacier Bears doing a nice job of breaking the press. They've gotten some nice lay-ins out of it. It just depends if they can continue to do that, but you got a good point. If you try to dribble between the two instead of making that pass to the right or left, it's pretty tough.
The Glacier Bears back out on the court. Panthers will be inbounding in front of the Glacier Bear bench down here to our left. You got Jacobson and Marker in the backcourt. Glacier Bears picking up with some pressure with Fowler and Stegen. So Marker's bringing it up against Stegen. He's across the 10-second line. Still on the dribbles, getting the screen from Vickers. Goes away from it. Going to drive to the left side of the baseline. And rebound's going to come off of the Panthers and out of bounds to the Glacier Bears. Again, you got Palmieri all the way at the far end of the court. You got Fowler at half court. And they get it into Stegen. Stegen gets in. He's going to drive the length of the court and hands it off to Palmieri. Palmieri goes up for the shot, and he has that swatted by Noah Castle. Castle quickly back for the Panthers. Castle going to drive down the right-hand side, lose control of it, stolen away by Swinton to Stegen, and then Castle is going to hack Stegen. And I've got that as Castle's third personal foul. When we're trying to sort out audio difficulties earlier with the TV feed, we kind of got messed up on our fouls, but hey, they agree with us on that one, Lyle.
Right.
Glacier Bears will inbound Sage into Swinton. Swinton eyes the three-point line, but he doesn't do anything with it. Now he's going to drive into the free throw line, kick it out to Sage for three, and that's money for Hudson Sage. He's got nine. It's a three-point lead for the Glacier Bears with just over 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. Marker back on the dribble, comes left up to the top to Almanzor, right side back to Marker. Marker looking for a lane, back up top to Almanzor. Almanzor dribbles to the right side. He's picked up by Stegen in that 2-3 zone. Goes up top to Records. Records back to Almanzor. Cutting Vickers. Vickers up with the shot. No good. Almanzor down with a rebound, and he's going to be fouled by Swinton. Swinton coming over the top with that hand. He also had his left hand on his shoulder. It could have gotten him twice on that one. That'll be Swinton's third personal foul, and that'll send Almanzor to the line. Shooting two. He's got 6 points in the game, two of those coming from the free throw line. That's 17 fouls now on the Glacier Bears, so the Panthers are going to be shooting the rest of the way. First one by Almanzor rolls all over the place and finally drops through. So he's got seven. And now we got Brian Castle checking into the game for Zach Vickers. Almanzor at the line for his second. This one is up and good. 4-for-4 from the free throw line. He's got 8 points. It's a 1-point lead for the Glacier Bears. They come back to Palmieri, and Palmieri's going to travel with the basketball. Off the bench is going to be Cunningham coming in for Swinton with 1:40 left here in the third quarter. Marker on the dribble. Over to Almanzor. Almanzor up ahead. Back to Marker for three. Back rim, rebound comes down. Fought for it. Goes over to Byron Castle, and he's going to be fouled by Hudson Sage. That's going to be Hudson's third personal. So a lot of personal fouls racking up for the Glacier Bears here. They're going to have to be careful if they want to make it to the end of the game, and that'll send Brian Castle to the line shooting two. He was 1-for-4 in the first half. He makes that one. He's got 2 points in the game now. One more coming to him. This one is up and good. So 2-for-2 on that trip, and we've got a 1-point lead for the Craig Panthers now. Stegen back on the dribble. Gets it over to Cunningham. Cunningham looking up ahead to Sage. Sage wisely holds it out. Looking for, he thought Stegen was going to cut, but Stegen went the other way. Sage turned it back over to the Panthers. Marker takes it all the way back and up and good for two. Back the other way is Stegen, gets it to Palmieri. Palmieri goes up for the shot, has that blocked, but he's going to go to the free throw line. I think Stegen had just as good of a layup on the left-hand side as Palmieri did on the other side. So now Dillon will have a chance, two shots from the free throw line. First one is up. A little off the front rim, no good. Got one more coming to him. 59.7 seconds left here in the third quarter. Glacier Bears trail by three, 39-36. Palmieri's second shot is up. That one rolls in and out. Cunningham down with the rebound for the Glacier Bears. He tries to go up with the shot, and he's going to be fouled by number 13, Isaiah Reckers. That's going to be his third personal. And now we'll have Patrick Cunningham at the line. Oh. 13, Charlie Blanc. Okay, now we got this figured out. Patrick Cunningham at the line. first one's off. Lesson in life, never believe a coach when you ask them if their lineup is correct. Cunningham back at the line. He's got one more coming to him. Clay Bears need these free throws. And this one's way off the mark on the right-hand side. That's four missed opportunities there for the Glacier Bears. Score some points down three. Marker on the dribble. Comes up the left-hand side of the court. Comes right-hand side to Almanzor. Almanzor, they go over to Jacobson. Boy, they had Brian Castle all alone down baseline. Don't know why they didn't give it to him. Come up top to Marker. Marker, he's going to drive in the center. Gets to Almanzor. Almanzor to the right elbow. Out to Marker on the right wing for three. And this is money for Drew Marker. He's got 12, and it's a six-point lead. Quickly back is Stegen for the Glacier Bears. He splits the press, goes all the way up on the right-hand side, leaves it short. Almanzor down with the rebound, and we're going to get a held ball. Possession arrow goes to the Panthers. So unless we have another one, it'll be Glacier Bears ball to start the fourth quarter. Stegen needs to get back out on the court. Coach Fossman needs to stop distracting him over there. Marker across the 10-second line. Dribbling up against the defense. Look, Glacier Bears leave him all alone. He's going to fire from three. No good. And Jacobson, left all alone, gets a rebound, puts it back up. 8-point lead. Foul trouble is going to kill the Glacier Bears here if they can't get some points to start of the fourth quarter. Coming back the other way, Cunningham's going to be fouled by Charlie Blanc. That's four for him. Fossman has had to have Swinton, Cox, and Green on the sideline for a good portion of this fourth quarter. And the Glacier Bears going to be entering the fourth quarter down 8 unless they get a miracle here with 1.5 seconds left. Sage looking for an inbounds pass. Got to get it in, and it's going to be a 5-second call. Glacier Bears weren't moving out on the court. Everybody was running away and not coming to them. So now the Panthers will have a chance with 1.5 seconds left to add to their lead if they can. Jacobson looking on the inbounds pass. Gets it into Byron Castle. He doesn't even shoot it, but they get it to Records, and it's no good. So at the end of the third quarter of play, Glacier Bears 36, Craig Panthers 44. We'll send it back to KHNS for 1 minute.